Thank you, Mr. Contest Master. This past June, my husband and I celebrated our 10th wedding anniversary. That was a pretty big milestone for us, and it got me to thinking about the difference between the kind of people we were back then as compared to the people that we are today. And I distinctly remember back in our newlywed days, for example, that my husband had the habit of going around and making definitive proclamations about how everything had to be. And I had the habit of believing that I had no choice but to follow each and every proclamation to the letter. Like the time that we ran out of vacuum cleaner bags. And my husband declared that before I was allowed to buy any new bags and continue with my vacuuming, I needed to shop around and compare prices and find absolutely the best value I possibly could. Because when he is faced with the need to make a purchase, he compares approximately 800 kajillion styles, sizes, prices, outfits, options, and please somebody kill me now in his misery. Whereas I decide what I need, find a store that sells it, go to the store, make my purchase, and come back home. So his method works really great when we're buying something like automobiles or computers or washing machines, but it's kind of a problem when we're out of something like, say, bread. But I tried to shop around for vacuum cleaner bags. I truly did. But what I did not know until that moment was that much like each human being has their own particular blood type, and some blood types are rarer than others, each vacuum cleaner takes its own particular brand of vacuum cleaner bag. And apparently ours needs the AB negative equivalent of vacuum cleaner bags, because I could not find those suckers anywhere. So the pressure was building, and the carpets were getting dirtier, and I wanted to impress my husband. And then one day, la, I discovered online shopping. All I did was type in the name of our vacuum cleaner bags, and up popped this luscious list of vacuum cleaner bags just ripe for the buying. So I looked at the screen and I thought, I just can't take it anymore, I must be able to vacuum! And I bought the first package I saw. And then I sat and I waited for the earth to crash into the sun, because I had just made a decision different than what my husband wanted me to do. Surprisingly, it was really not that big a deal after all. And I began to suspect that perhaps I did not need to take all of his proclamations quite so seriously all the time. So I began making cautious experiments here and there, and slowly my confidence began to build, and gradually I began to trust in my own ability to buy things like crock pots and closet organizers all by myself. And now, I've become such a brazen consumer hussy that the other day I bought myself a brand new MP3 player all by myself, while my husband was in a whole other state, and I did not consult him once. So we worked through the thorny issues surrounding the whole idea of taking each other seriously or not. And then we ran right smack up into each of our deeply held and never before questioned belief that my way is the only way to see anything, the end. And I believe the most vivid example of this particular belief and the impasse it can cause in your relationship occurred back during our first year of marriage, when my husband, who was himself an Eagle Scout, was volunteering with the Boy Scout troop, and I, all caught up in the flush of wanting to impress my new husband, agreed to go on a camping trip with them. I really should have known that I was in way over my head when we went to the outdoor store to buy me some new gear, because we did not go so I could get a new cool backpack or a kiki bandana. No. We went so I could buy my very own neon orange plastic poo shovel. But I was committed to my decision to go on this trip. So the day came, and we packed up all our gear, and we got in the car, and we drove to the mountain, and we hiked up the trail, and that was where things began to take a turn for the worse, because foolishly, by that time, we had drunk all the water that we brought with us, and we needed some more. So my husband, being the Boy Scout that he is, got our water bottles, went to the river, scooped up some water, brought it back up the trail, handed me the bottle, and I took it, and I looked at it, and I looked at him, and I said, It's brown, and there are bugs in it. And he said, well, the bugs are dead. And we have this lemonade mix to add to it. Even now, 9 years later, I cannot remember this story without experiencing total incredulity at his response. And even now, 9 years later, he insists that we would not have even had this problem in the first place if he had only packed a darker colored drink mix. So I guess actually we haven't changed very much in that area at all. Oh well. But we did eventually get to the point that I guess most couples do in their marriage, where we realized that yes, we would have to at least consider compromising and being flexible in certain areas if we wanted our marriage to flow the best that it could. And I believe this process officially began about 3 years into our marriage, when we had just bought a new house. And 6 months after that, Atlanta experienced a very severe ice storm. We thought the worst that had happened was that we just lost our power, but we soon discovered just how wrong we were when I walked into the bedroom and saw a ginormous tree sticking down from the roof. So naturally, I called for my husband, and he said, what? Now, you can imagine this scene, and you know that I was not using the tone of, hey, hon, can you come here for a minute when you have a chance? It was, calm down, Dad. So eventually he ambled in. He was talking on the phone to his dad on the cell phone. And he saw the tree, and he started describing it immediately in precise, logical, rational terms, like, well, the tree's sticking down about 18 inches, and it's about the circumference of a dinner plate. Yeah. And I'm looking at him, this man, the love of my life, the man I waited 7 years to marry, and I'm thinking, who are you? And what is the matter with you? Why are you not freaking out when clearly that is a response called for? So that is when we began the division of labor approach in our marriage. And so now, 9 years later, my husband is the person in charge of being calm, the person in charge of knowing where we are at any moment in time, and the person in charge of calling people on the phone. And I am the person in charge of funny smells, sneaking and decluttering so he doesn't notice, and holding his drink when we go out. It works for us. Thank you very much, Mr. Patrick.